This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, guys? Our sponsors at MuscleMed sent us their 2-in-1 test-boosting multivitamin, vitamin T. What a great idea. This is something every man should be taking.
Yes, this product really is brilliant. It's no secret that men's testosterone has been taken and beaten over the years. It's got everything you want in a multivitamin, plus the proven enhancement testosterone to make you look and feel your best.
With all the bullshit going on with the demasculinization of men, MuscleMed's is saving men's masculinity. Man up with vitamin T.
We've been getting a lot of positive DMs about carnivore. It's great to get positive feedback about the carnivore RTDs. A lot of people are liking them because they're easy to digest, lactose-free, easily accessible, very convenient, and we've been getting a lot of good feedback about their flavors, too. I drink one after every workout. If your gym doesn't carry carnivore RTDs, then you need to speak with the gym manager and get them in there ASAP.
Let's go.
Real show, here we go. Real show, here we go. You know that it's gotta be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man FE. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever tapping out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task, check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp, let the bomb blast.
Been like that because you never fix it. Fix it, pal. Just fix it once and for all the right way. Oh, that. I thought it was this. This thing's always flopping around like
you. Sucks too, bro.
Because you never did it the right way.
What do you mean? I don't know how to do it the right way.
Mine was exactly like that, remember? And we played with this thing for 20 minutes and got it to work right. It works beautifully.
There it goes.
There you go.
All right, dear Raj.
You happy? Usually, the old, you're much calmer, Frankie. The old Frankie would have punched that thing, let it fly across the room.
No, I'm cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber.
Why do they say that?
Because cucumbers have to be refrigerated.
I mean,
it could be on the countertop. Is a cucumber cool in a garden when it's 100 degrees out? Is that why they say it? No.
Cool as a cucumber.
Wouldn't be any cooler than a tomato, would it?
Yeah, I don't get it. Why would they say I'm cool as a cucumber?
Andrew, can you look that up for us? Why do they say cool as a cucumber?
Probably because it's refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah, but what wouldn't wouldn't it be cool as a watermelon? Yeah, wouldn't watermelon be refreshing?
Watermelon's the best. That's probably my favorite fruit.
Yeah, it's very hydrating.
My favorite fruit.
They say pineapple makes sure your jizz taste better for the ladies. I had to put "for the ladies" at the end so you didn't make a gay comment.
I was going to say, did you tell Jeff to
I knew it was
to
going.
Eat it? Yeah. Jeff's Roger's close buddy.
You think that's true?
Nah, man, I know. No, we got to put how much you have to eat of it.
In hot weather, the inside of cucumbers remain cooler than the air.
In hot weather, the inside of a cucumber.
See, so I was right. That's what I said. Cooler of. So that's not true for tomato. It's not true for watermelon.
From the 1600s.
Oh. So
They probably didn't have watermelon then.
Probably not. That's probably a hybrid fruit.
Hybrid fruit? What, a watermelon? Isn't like everything that does... All the fruit that we have today probably didn't exist back in the day, right? Or a form of it did. It wasn't very tasty and this
all of
and that.
It? Really?
You think oranges were always orange?
Mm.
Or not, I mean, like, are always like juicy oranges?
I think green
oranges?
Shit was probably always green.
What?
Some of the green, like you know.
An apple? Green apple is always green?
Oh.
As opposed to the red apple. Roger, can you please put it on your phone on silent?
Sorry.
We're trying to film a...
That's my
shop. We have a production
steward.
Going on here.
My shop steward is calling me at 8 o'clock at night. Must be something big.
It's a steward or a stewardess?
Maybe I'm getting fired.
A steward or a stewardess?
Steward.
Yeah. Shocker.
So we're both drinking coffee.
I'm drinking coffee.
You're drinking coffee. I stopped at the Wawa. Although Renee always offers me to make one, but you made one for yourself, buddy, and you were pouring cow milk into it, raw cow milk.
Yeah, you don't drink cow milk?
Well, I mean, I guess it's pasteurized cow milk.
No, I know what you're trying to get out of here.
You're drinking straight raw from the from the nipple.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, yeah, baby, I like
it
raw.
So why do they, Louis Pasteur, right, invented Louis pasteurization Pasteur. Process, correct. Which is essentially
boiling it, right?
It's essentially just heating it up and killing the impurities and
correct
stuff, right? I don't think it's that cow milk comes out, at least correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you don't know. Okay. Cow milk doesn't come out with like E. coli. It doesn't come out with stuff like that. And it's from the fecal matter that gets in it because cows are constantly shitting, right? And that probably gets in the milk. Is that I believe that's why they heat it up, no?
I have no idea.
No, I would
I
assume.
Think it's any bacteria, right?
Could you ever seen, right? Like a milking facility with cows? I mean, it's pretty much all now.
No, I have never.
I grew up in Maine.
I know.
But essentially it's just concrete barns, really, but they line them all up. It's a whole process, but they literally just poop the whole time. There's just shit everywhere.
While they're getting milked.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it doesn't go in the thing. They have some sanitation process before they put the udder suckers on, but it's just shit everywhere.
Utter
rudders.
Like the other guys?
The other guys. The other guys.
This milk is, you can't, it's not for human consumption. It's only sell for cats and dogs.
What are you identifying as?
Meow.
I mean, honestly, it's supposedly better for you, right? It has like something like better, your body takes it in better when it's not pasteurized, I guess.
Processes it better.
Yeah, takes it and processes it, however you want to say it, buddy.
Oh, take it in the same way. You would still drink it, no?
Well, I'm just saying, wait, process it?
I'm just
what?
Doing what you do to me.
I don't know, but you're not good at it, though. But you're not good at it.
You said your body takes it in. How do you take it in? You just drink it. You're taking it in the same way, either way.
Yeah. So
process it.
What? All right, anyway.
What part are you confused about?
No, but
you said,
your body.
You said,
no,
I guess
said your
it's
body.
How your body takes it in.
No, I didn't say how your body takes it in. I said it takes in the vitamins better with this type of milk rather than that.
It. Okay,
okay,
enough,
so yeah,
enough,
so that's why.
Enough.
That's why.
Okay,
well, your listening skills. Your listening skills are
we'll
a little suspect.
Tape. We'll roll the tape back on that one.
Listening, you know, come on, you don't even know how to press back on your YouTube video.
On my 8-track. Oh shit. But that's not you.
You know what? That's going to be funny.
Is it really you?
What? The cat stuff?
Oh, the cow milk.
Oh, no. It's my wife. No, but I know. Dead up. It's my wife. I like to eat clean. I like to eat good stuff. I've been seeing this, how they're like talking about raw milk is better than regular milk. And I wanted to try it. Well, she found it.
So. You can actually buy, I believe, like on the black market, you can buy human breast milk, too. I've seen that.
You know what's in high demand, supposedly?
Yeah, unvaxxed semen.
I'm going to have to come out of retirement and repopulate the world, bro.
Pure blood over here.
Sorry, honey.
Pure blood over here.
You're fucking cut those nuts off, though, pal.
Cut those nuts. But would they go right back in there? Just do a little untie and good to go again.
You may have to if we're kind of.
It's like $3,000 an ounce right now.
Right? What was the percentage of Americans that got? Got
to be roughly half, no?
Yeah, more, I heard. Well, I heard
men,
more.
Man, what percentage do men make up of America? More than women? I
no,
so.
Less.
Less than men?
A little less than men.
A little less than women?
A little less than women. Like, very close, though.
Okay. And I'd put it at roughly half of those got the vax. What would you estimate?
Like, the whole percentage of the world?
No.
Of Americans. I would say 50. I don't know. I could have sworn I'd seen, like, 65, though, somewhere.
Got vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, no wonder it's fucking up there.
No.
It just shows you the ladies out there want the untouched, pure semen. They don't want the demon semen.
They want the pure semen. Yeah. Pure.
I saw a stat. I want your take on this, Frank. I love your perspective sometimes. Sometimes you put a little thought into stuff. And I like to hear it. So think about this one. Give me your take.
Actually, real quick, save that, please. No, save it. I want you to save
ruin it.
No, no, save it. No, go just because you said I put some thought into one. I just want to say because going back. No, just going back. Just we were talking today earlier about the flack we're getting on this podcast and the comments. And I think, you know, because especially the last three clips that we posted are definitely hot button topics and stuff. And stuff that we don't know really what the fuck we're talking about. And honestly, no, we never claimed to be any like.
We always say it.
Yeah.
Like, we have no clue.
Like, listen, it's a fucking truck driver that makes a fucking guy with CTE look smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, how crazy is that? Like, first off, but I think most of our listeners, the very seldom
are
few
just like
that
us.
Are like us, so they're not commenting
and saying these things. I would disagree.
And I know. I think when we all post that on that, it goes to like the For You page. So when you look on how many followers, non-followers, and followers, it's all non-followers that see that. So that's why you're getting these triggers. And the people that are willing to comment on something like that, they're losers, and they probably comment on everybody's
shit.
But
you say that they're that
I mean, the negative stuff.
Our audience is kind of like us. They don't really know what's going on. They just dabble in, especially like foreign politics and things like that. I would beg to differ. I think the people that comment probably are very one-sided. They probably listen because they have skin in the game. It's personal to them. So they know one side of it.
Some
so
stuff,
they argue
like, you know,
strictly for that one
I really
side.
Didn't listen. Look at the comments. Because I did a little bit. Just because. But not, like, I really,
except
honestly, I don't like doing it. I don't like doing it. So, but, you know, I seen some stuff where guys that I know are going back and forth, like, one's take it with the Israel-Palestine stuff. And it's like, dude, I'm on the side of the people that are civilians that I feel bad for everybody.
You know what I'm saying? You guys want to know why I love this guy? Because sometimes, you know, we kind of fly by the seat of our pants, especially on days where we don't have guests.
You didn't lose your thought, though, did you?
You'll remind me in a minute.
What?
Fly by the seat of our pants. We do talk during the day, you know, maybe a couple days leading up to the podcast. We don't want to roll in here just clueless and have no, you know, no format whatsoever.
We're more clueless than we are.
We'll talk about some things. But today, he says to me, because we didn't have a guest. So today, he says to me, no politics tonight. Let's not talk politics.
I'm not talking politics.
First 5 minutes.
I'm really not talking about. I'm just talking about the reaction we get from people out there, and like the fact that they're coming to us for some. And I don't know if they're coming to us for that. I just think the fact that like they see this like 15-second clip, and they want to act like it's the, you know, we're this. In that clip, we didn't say any. I don't think we even said the word. The country names. We didn't say either one of them. So no one knows what we were talking about at that moment. And everyone's like, please listen to the podcast. Then you get a much bigger take. You get a lot more misinformation and a lot more dumb shit you get to hear us say. All right? But don't just take the 15-second clip and make your judgment based on that. That's what I'm saying.
And I had a neighbor in the past reach out to me, a Jewish lady who I think very highly of. I've always really liked her, always got along. Her entire family, who had reached out to me and you know, wanted to come from a place of knowledge and real facts, and sent me a bunch of, I forwarded a little bit to you or whatever, but I said to her, you know, I think our point was of all that, and I don't think we really weighed in heavily on either side. I think our point was, we don't know what to believe from American media. We have no clue what is real and what is not. And as
but then
because there's so much propaganda out there. Now, she has some skin in the game because she has family over there. So
I know,
more knowledgeable.
But there's people that will say, go Google it. Just go Google it. Well, I hate to tell you, I don't believe Google anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
You should.
But I don't.
No, I don't think you should. Just look at
fact checkers.
When
you Google something, it could be true, but it could also not be true. That's the crazy thing. You know, back in the day, I would say 90% is true. Now,
depends
I don't
on
know
the subject matter.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
If it's American history, it's probably not true. It's probably got
so
some.
Anyway, back. So you said you wanted to pick my brain because you like I think about things.
Yeah, where was I going with that? What were we talking about? Was the subject matter that we were?
There was no subject matter.
Before you cut me off and changed the subject.
No, you were saying, this is the thing I want to tell you about, because you think.
Oh, yes, because you had said something about, regardless, it reminded me, and I wanted your take on this. 75% of lesbian marriages fail.
What?
75% of women who marry women, their relationships fail. What's your take on that?
Oh, come
give me
on.
Give me an overview on that.
Come on. You can't live with women. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. You know what I'm saying? They're the same way. Now you got two scissoring all day? That scissoring gets fucking old. They need something to sit on.
I saw that stat. And it was actually, I think it was Pearl. I think it was, you know that girl Pearl? She's very controversial.
Well, yeah, people, a lot of people, like nobody likes her.
Well,
right?
she gets it from every angle, right? Catalyst. She's the very opposite of a feminist. I mean, to the nth degree. I'm not sure how I feel about her. I mean, it's almost like she kind of loathes herself a little bit, but she also says things that you know probably do hold some truth to them. So I don't really know how I feel about her either way. But I heard her bring up that stat, and basically her take is women are the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's that's a lot of emotions right there. Yeah. Maybe like they just link up and they got the period on the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's got.
Well, what is hetero marriages? What is that, like 60%, 50%? Like
hetero?
straight?
Is that like
straight.
An underwater
straight marriage?
Hetero.
You're gonna keep going. So what are they? What is the stat on
it's
that?
Like 50.
Is it 50?
Right?
Look that up, Andrew.
49, I think, in the U.S.
Okay, let's find out that stat, and then go men marrying men. What is that stat? Let's see what the highest is.
Divorce rate.
Yeah, I think it's around. It used to be 50. I think it's higher.
You gotta talk into the mic so they can hear it too.
Yeah, grab that mic, Andrew. They love you. You got a voice for radio, pal.
And Roger's not saying his mic. You know, he likes to say that stuff.
Never a moment could go by without some gay joke.
So give me
your thought. You just kind of brushed it off.
What do you mean?
You don't want to piss off the women again?
No,
you,
I just said I think that, you know.
Well, there's got to be some
it's
reason.
It's emotion. I'm telling you. Let me fucking spit it out.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
They're emotional creatures, right?
Okay.
And sensitive, like yourself, right? They're very sensitive. So when they get slighted, they don't like it very much. Okay. When a guy gets slighted, you got me something I can stick later, you can make me a fucking meal, yeah, they get over it, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I think. Fair enough.
We're simpletons in many ways. Men are pretty much simpletons, you know? Yeah. We've got certain...
Women, especially, I would imagine lesbian women are kind of... have masculine traits, so they're like.
Oh, at least one does.
Well, true,
usually. But
even still, though, to like be into a woman, that's somewhat of a masculine trait, right? Even if you're a feminine woman, but you like women, that's a masculine trait, liking women.
Yeah, in your lifetime, right? I had my neighbors.
Let me tell you what I'm saying. So I don't know if you like to go on your fucking stories and stuff.
Well, you pause for forever, and I'm like, it's done forever.
I pause because you keep fucking talking.
No, I didn't start talking until you paused.
Yes,
go ahead.
So, I'm saying the women. They're a masculine trait, so like they feel like they get slighter, like, oh, I could do this on my own. And everyone's like, well, I could do this on my own. Maybe that's why. Where men, when they're men to men, I don't know, we don't know the men thing yet. Yeah. But men, women, that's just, you know, what it is. 50% in America, though. I wonder other countries. Other countries I've seen, like, were 70%.
Mm. Is that a long pause, or was that a period?
No, well, now I'm waiting for your fucking
I don't know.
Story.
I want to give you time, because sometimes you pause for a while. All right, so I was going to say.
Wait.
How many? Yeah, exactly. That's what you do sometimes. So usually in lesbian relationships that I've seen, usually one is more, I'm sure I'm going to offend people, I'm not trying to, but has more masculine quality, maybe like a short buzz cut or whatever, and the other one. Yeah, I had neighbors who I got along with great. I lived next to one for probably a decade, and they were more masculine, I guess. You know what I mean? But have you ever in your lifetime, I never have, met two, like, I think they call them lipstick lesbians, like really good-looking girls that are into each other?
I've seen ones that are, not, I mean, all but like, you know, but definitely more feminine type ones.
No, I've met girls that are beautiful that dabble with women.
I'm talking about, yeah, no.
Full on lesbian. Yeah, you know some?
Yeah, not that I know some, but I could have sworn I remember thinking like, huh, wow, it's not so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't believe I ever have, but.
What would you be in that relationship? What do you think?
Be the butch.
The butch one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Andrew? You got any stats? Who takes the cake? Who's the winner in divorce?
So in 2019, 37% of marriages ended in divorce overall.
Wow. Lower number than I thought.
Wow.
40-50% of first marriages end in divorce, and then second marriages is 60-67% ending in divorce.
Yeah, I knew that.
But as far as same sex, they say the lesbian divorce rate is 14%.
What?
No, and I just saw it.
Well, you saw it where? You see it.
Pearl, I told you. She was talking about Pearl. I mean, she didn't pull that out of nowhere. I'm sure she...
It says out of 100, so I don't know. I'll have to look at that. Gay male divorce rate, 7%.
Wow.
And that was a study over 10 years. But that's Wikipedia, so.
Yeah, I don't know how much I would trust that.
They might be padding the stats.
Yeah.
But still. So what? This is better to be gay.
It's kind of, doesn't that kind of like go to what we were just saying? Not that I'm saying that's wrong. That could be right. But I just saw a thing, Pearl, and she's reading it off, you know, like a computer or a piece of paper, I forget. Reading stats saying, you know, in today's day and age, 75. So, is this discrepancy? And how do you, this is exactly what we're talking about. How do you know what to believe?
When I research for topics and discussions on a podcast, my main source is what the fuck facts.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is that true? No. I don't even know what that is. What is
exactly.
that? Oh.
What the fuck facts? Oh, man. Nah, he's the bust Liguori's balls. He would send me something. I said, bro, this is what the fuck. Like, literally, the webpage is what the fuck facts.
No, I mean, there are things. There are definitely things, personal things. My net worth, for example, if you look it up, says I'm worth millions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not accurate.
He's just cheap.
You know what I mean?
He's just cheap.
The 3%er thing, which we've talked about before, basically says if you identify. You're part of a militia group that wants to overthrow the government. Mm-hmm. I'm not part of any militia group. I don't want to overthrow the government.
You're part of a group.
Yeah, here we go. So, just on things that I know myself personally, there's definitely misinformation out there. So why couldn't that be totally false as well?
Well, I mean, it's Wikipedia, which anybody could input that information.
Right.
Honestly, we're learning stuff like... Even stuff that's backed by scientists is jaded. Could be. I'm not saying it is, but it could be jaded one way or another based on who's funding the project
100%.
Or whatever narrative they're trying to push. Like, I don't believe none of that. And, it's just bad because now it used to, not long ago in the 80s, probably 90s, it was like, oh, it's so hard to know stuff. And then, like, oh, my God, we have access to everything. We can know everything.
Yeah.
Now we can know everything. Now we don't know if anything's real now.
Right.
We know everything, but it could be we know so much information. Do we know the right information?
Correct. Not that you could ever simplify it, and I'm certainly not trying to, but the Israeli-Palestine conflict, you know what I mean? I mean, both sides are saying they're killing us. No, they're killing us.
Right,
so
right.
How do we know what to fucking believe? And if you have somebody that has a personal attachment to that, they're obviously see it from a much more one side of view. And maybe they have inside, maybe they have people there that see what's going on. But they're coming at us like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking. No, we just read tons of misinformation every single day. And yes, we don't know what to believe. Well, it's not that we don't know what to believe. We don't know what to trust. I'm sure there are real data out there somewhere. Where is it? Where do you find it? You can't turn on the news and find it.
No. Here, I kind of got sidetracked in my mind when you were telling me that story.
Yeah.
I got to do remember the ALS challenge? You don't remember the ALS challenge?
Is that...
The ice bucket challenge?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Remember that one? Yeah. Well, somebody asked me, this guy, Derek Gallup, asked me to do, it's 100 seconds of an exercise, 19 days straight. I got to do it, so don't let me forget. Help me out with it. But I guess 1,900 people a day worldwide commit suicide.
Oh, I believe that. As a guy who obviously not anymore, and I've never been my whole life, but we talked about it at first podcast, went through some bullshit, nasty divorce or whatever. As a guy that, dealt firsthand with depression and had some crazy thoughts way back then, why is that not talked about more? It seems like that's never part of any discussion.
What's not talked about?
Suicide's not readily talked about. It's not.
I don't know. I feel like it's been a lot lately. I feel like now it is.
You think so?
Lately. Yeah. Lately. Yeah, I think lately.
Well, what's done to help? I mean, we know 21 people a day, right?
I'm
sorry.
And this guy's saying 1,900 people worldwide, still a day. That's nuts.
And it seems like it's not really addressed very well, and you have to remember that directly relates, in my opinion, I think you would agree, to not gun violence, right? I mean, it's people that are dealing with a mental illness or depression are usually the first ones to pick up a gun and do some crazy shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Whether that's kill themselves or kill other people.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that want to take, other people out with them.
I don't respect. Not that I don't respect. I can't understand why someone would want to take their life. Yeah. But I definitely don't respect someone that takes someone else's life.
Yes.
While they're taking their own.
I could not agree with that more, right? If you're so depressed, which I think is horrible, and there should be more avenues and outlets to help that person, because every life is worth saving, unless maybe you're a pedophile. But why would you want to take out a whole bunch of people with you? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's insane to me.
So I got to do 100 skip knees, or 100 seconds worth of skip knees.
Skip knees, what the hell is that? Is that where you touch?
It's kind of like a knee, like.
Oh yeah, I know what that is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's and that? Then I gotta nominate 3 people.
Fuck you.
Guess the next day is. Come on, I gotta nominate you.
I'll do it. Whatever, I don't care.
Jump rope. Can you do 100 seconds?
Yeah, I actually used to jump rope a lot way back in the day. I don't anymore. I haven't done it in years and years and years. But guys, I work out with Joe. He's a boxer. So that would be his cardio at the end of our workout, would be jumping rope. So I had to buy a jump rope and learn how to jump rope. Not very good at it, but I did it for a while.
Yeah.
I was going to say something totally lost. How do you got to do it for 100 seconds every day for 30 days, you say?
I'm going to do it. It's 19
how do they
days.
Know? Do you video the whole thing? It's a commitment of.
So I'm going to do today the 100 skip knees. Yep. I'm going to nominate 3 people to do. I guess it's jump rope, I think, the next thing. And then they're probably going to nominate someone for whatever. Oh. And then they're going to nominate 3 people. And then they're going to nominate 3 people. And it'll go for 19 days.
And it's just the honor system.
What do you mean honor? You're going to film it.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, like I'm going to film it. That's what I said. You're going to help me film it later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you have to continue with that yourself for 30 days, or you just do the one day?
I mean, I work out every day, so I'll probably do something. But I mean, yeah.
As far as the challenge goes, though, is that
no? I don't know. I just know I'm doing the skip knees.
It's similar to the push up challenge for
push up challenge, ALS challenge. Yeah, yeah. Did I ever show you my kids' ALS challenge? I did.
Uh-uh.
I did with my kids. I had a 5-gallon Gatorade bucket, and I'm sitting on the steps, and the boys have it the patio on top of where the light goes, so they're sitting there and they're like this, and I'm like, "What's up, guys? Frank Yeager did the ALS challenge. I nominate blah 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 blah," and then they go to dump it and they drop it on my head. Boom, lands on my head.
Shit,
it was great. It was great.
Damn. Yeah, I remember that. There was people. I remember there was people filling up like a front end loader, like the big ones.
Yeah.
And dropping it. People just getting crushed because water has ridiculous power.
Yeah,
I mean, look at
what
a tsunami can do, you know? It's just water. You don't think it's powerful. It's insanely powerful. What else you got for us, Franklin? What else?
Let me go through did you see the fights that they announced, the end of the year fights?
No. End of the year, December? I looked at the UFC card recently.
Or beginning of the year. The way to start the new year, rather.
Okay. No, didn't. What we got?
What was it? Sean O'Malley versus Chito Vera.
Yes. Yep. Number 2. How do you think that goes? Chito's the only guy to ever beat him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man.
Sean claims he didn't lose that fight. Why does he claim that?
Well, because he said his foot
gave
he
up?
Broke his ankle or something.
Gotcha.
Right? Or I don't know if it was a nerve thing or he broke his ankle or something like that.
Gotcha.
I don't know. It's a tough one to pick. I think about that.
Can we talk about Sean O'Malley a little bit in the beginning? I'll say when it happened. Cody came in, right? We interviewed Cody. This is a couple years ago, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys were a little scared at the time. O'Malley was kind of a new guy on the scene, kind of up and comer, had the crazy hair. Cody was very skeptical of him as a fighter. You were a little skeptical. What is your take on him now? I mean, the guy's proved himself.
I thought I was skeptical of him.
Well, you thought he maybe. Talk the talk a little much for a new guy, basically, right?
I think what we said is that he's doing the right stuff by, I don't know, it's not the way I would go about it, or I went about it, but the fact that he's like, I'm not going to fight this person or that person until I'm making more money. That's kind of what we talked about him. And I said, we don't know if he's good yet. Now we kind of know he's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he beat Aljamain. Did he beat Peter Yan? I don't think so.
Close.
But it was close, you know what I mean? I mean, it
he didn't lose any stock whether he won or lost.
But he's definitely good, so you can't knock that kid.
And you can't blame him for that. That was the judges.
Yeah, no, I mean, he ran with it, of course.
It's not his fault.
Yeah. But Chito, Chito, who did Chito just lose to? To Sanhagen, right? Yeah.
Think so.
Believe so.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on that, but.
But yeah, I'll. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Cheeto. I'll go with Cheeto. But I could see, because Cheeto just finds a way to win. You know, finds a way to win.
I met him at going to your fight. I met he was at a pre-party that we went to, and Chip, I was with Chip. So, of course, Chip said, yeah, Roger's a good friend, and he spoke very highly of you. So
yeah, no, they're all good guys. Yeah. And then Strickland versus Duplessis.
Yep, I saw that. This should be a great fight.
Yep. And then what was the other one? I can't think of it.
What was
I know. Is it? No, it's not. Yuri versus... Pereira.
One of those. Oh, Edwards versus Covington. That's the other big one.
Oh, really?
Wow.
How do you think that goes? I feel like I always pick wrong. I feel like there's I have literally almost as good a chance as you do of picking the winner, because there's anybody could win, right? Anybody, it could go either way. Granted, there are some fights that are probably easier to pick than others, but I pick wrong every freaking time, bro. What do you how do you usually pick right?
I think I pick more than you. I pick
better than me for sure. Yeah, everybody does. I try to actually put some thought into it, be like, oh, this is probably going to the ground. This is, it never goes the way I'm thinking. Speaking of going to the ground, did you see the Derek Lewis fight? That was 25-minute fight, right? 21 minutes and 10 seconds were spent on the ground.
What, Derek Lewis fight?
Derek Lewis fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
21 minutes. So set a record.
I didn't see it.
It was pretty uneventful. Wasn't a lot of, you know, Derek didn't do much on the feet to finish it. And this guy, who's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu master, you know, Brazilian dude. I forget his name. Isn't it Pereira, too? What's his last name?
I don't know. The guy that he fought, not De Lima. Wasn't De Lima? No, wasn't De Lima.
Mm-mm. No, I think his last name is Pereira, or no?
Or Almeida? Was it Almeida? No.
I screenshot it, but I screenshot it without their name, just his picture. But anyway, it set a record for most time on the ground.
For heavyweight?
I think in anything, I believe, no?
Really?
Look it up. 21 minutes and 10 seconds, bro. It was a five-round fight. It's only 25 minutes. All but four minutes.
Almeida, sorry.
Mm-hmm. All but 4 minutes was spent, 4 minutes and 50 seconds was spent on the mat. That's insane. But he couldn't finish him. What's your thoughts on that? Why couldn't he finish Derek Lewis if he's such a proficient Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy?
Oh, Derek's durable, maybe. I don't know. I didn't see the fight.
It's obviously
I can't
durable.
Tell you. He's durable. Supposedly he stands up in the guard, but obviously he didn't stand up because he was on the mat. Maybe he had a hard time keeping him down and just was too busy doing that. Couldn't really worry about submissions. Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of – this guy – does he submit people, this guy?
Yeah.
He submits people? Yeah.
And there's a 30-pound weight difference.
He was heavy.
Gave up. No, Derek Lewis has to cut weight to make the 265.
Oh, yeah.
There was a 30-pound weight difference between these two.
Wow, well, that's probably why I didn't submit him. That could be a big part of it.
Isn't that crazy? That's the only weight class that there could be that significant a difference. You could never get that much, right, in any other. Well, I guess maybe after guys hydrate, weigh in. Maybe light heavyweight could be close, no?
Yeah, but not really. They're all probably putting their weight back on, you know, somewhere. Well... Maybe
Anthony Johnson,
maybe like when Pereira was at 85,
right?
He probably puts he was like two. I think he fights at like 220 after that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you know, he'll have like 20 pounds on someone, maybe.
Yeah.
Who does Francis Ngannou fight now?
He's gonna stay in boxing for sure. I mean, PFL.
That'd be the smart thing.
He signed technically with PFL, right?
Yep.
But I'm sure he's a smart guy because look how he negotiated. I mean, he. He would not. They were at the drawing board for months with the UFC. He didn't sign the deal because he didn't like the deal. Ended up going boxing. Really risked it all. Got the fight. Looked great in that fight. Did you think? I thought Tyson Fury was going to kill him by the third round. Didn't you?
Well, I mean, in the beginning, I didn't know. Yeah, I thought he was gonna box him up. I did.
He was
honestly
beat him
yeah,
up by the third
box
round.
Him, box
not,
him
maybe
up.
Not knock
beat
him
up, but box him
yeah,
up. You
yeah,
know,
box him up.
Yeah, but dude, okay, not that you know the biggest fight proficionado, but do you think France or Tyson laid an egg more so, or Fury did better than anticipated?
No, I don't think Tyson has that in to lay an egg. You do? I think he's.
But what do you mean? Like, not? I'm not saying lay an egg isn't like on purpose. Mm. I'm saying you think he just like didn't had a bad. He had a fucking the night off. He had a bad night.
I see
you
what
know?
You're saying. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I think the way they train, it's. Do you think you've ever laid a fight in an egg? I mean, excuse me,
yeah.
Laid an egg. You do? Mm-hmm. Really? Which fight?
Two fights, probably.
Which ones?
Gray Maynard 1 and Aldo 2.
Really? Mm-hmm. I want to hear you talk more about that. What? Just think your mind wasn't right.
No, I mean, yeah, I didn't. Make
I just always.
I didn't make adjustments, and like I was just, you know, stuck in a rut. I guess you could say stuck in a rut.
Couldn't get your momentum going.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. You know, I'm. Sometimes you had. It's not about going harder. It's maybe taking a step back and adjusting and going a different way. I didn't do that, you know. So I think that's when you laid an egg. I call it laying an egg because you don't make an adjustment. You didn't show up. I mean, you didn't show up wholeheartedly.
Eddie
kind
of did that with Conor McGregor.
He laid an egg. That's what I said. That's what I call it, you know.
So they also, you hear this terminology a lot. Obviously, I'm not a fighter. I would guess that most of our listeners aren't fighters. But you hear about flow state often. Can you give me an example of a fight you've been in where you were definitely in the flow state?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of them. I think you're like, you know, you're kind of just in. Like, even now, like, when I grapple, it's probably a flow state. I'm so just used to grappling and going and, you know, being, like, in the moment type thing. Mm. I guess that's in the flow is when you're totally in the moment, right? Mm. It kind of forces you to be in the moment.
Well, I don't think you're just in the moment. You're
I think
also,
the first time I noticed
you're also controlling the fight, right?
Everything's that's in the moment, though. Right?
Is it? I thought.
Yeah.
You gotta, in the moment just meant you're so prevalent. So you're so present and... I thought flow state means that the pendulum is swinging all in your favor in the fight and you're really controlling.
I don't think that. I mean, I don't think flow state. Then I mean, you have to be a winner to be in flow state. I think you could still be in flow state and not and lose.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think flow state is just your state of mind. Okay. It's probably you probably perform.
You're losing. I wouldn't think you were in a flow state.
Yeah, but I think your best. Well, you're say two of the best guys in the world.
Yeah,
they're performing at such a high level.
Right.
You're telling me the one guy that's better is just is better than the other guy because a guy's not in a flow state? I don't know. Maybe.
No, I'm not saying that. I think it's a feeling you get. I don't know. I'm not a fighter. I would think.
Yeah, but no. Flow
it's
state's
a feeling
like,
you get.
Flow state, you can get that fucking
you're
doing
not getting
golf.
Tired.
You can get a flow state riding motorcycles.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I can relate to that a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. But it's definitely a feeling, you know? It's like just you feel like nothing can go wrong. It's like a level of confidence that you don't have every time you ride.
To me too, it's like a focus.
Yep.
Flow state's a focus. For at least for a fight, like my first fight where I was able to,
tunnel
like,
vision
where almost. I noticed I was just could, yeah, tunnel vision. Yep. It's a good way. Focus, though, like when I fought Sean Sherk the first time, like that was like, I was like zeroed in 15 minutes. Like I didn't make a mistake. I feel like I made mistakes. I always make mistakes. But like I was on top of my shit the whole time. That was the first time I was like, wow, I was able to. I mean, because in wrestling, you go 6-7 minutes max. In fighting, you know, you can go 25 minutes. Mm. But like 15, you know, the first, like, you know, I was still kind of young. I don't think I did a 5-round fight at that moment. And that was the first time I was like zeroed in, focused 100%, moving every time, moving before I throw, moving after I throw, worrying about my entries, worrying about my exits, you know, constantly feinting the whole time, constantly listening to my coach. That's the first time we started really doing codes and different codes. So like he was like, and I was, bah, 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 you know, just I was just on top of it. That was probably the first time I noticed I was in flow state. You know,
obviously you had some fights before the UFC. How many guys did you fight your entire career?
I don't know, 30-something.
30-something.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys in the UFC? 20-something.
Like 26 or something.
Damn.
No. I had 30. No, I'm sorry. 30 fights in the UFC.
30 fights in the
yeah,
UFC.
Yeah, 30 fights in the UFC. Yeah. Yeah.
Not a whole lot of guys ahead of you in that. Jim Miller, I think, is ahead of you, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's way ahead. It's quite a few ahead.
Yeah. Well, not a whole lot of guys. How many? What do you think? I'm sure Andrew could look this stat up. What do you think the average I don't know if I want to say time frame. It wouldn't matter time frame. The average number of fights the UFC fighter gets. How many times do you think he fights?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I bet it's like three or four tops.
I'd say four or five, yeah. I don't even know if that's a stat you could look up.
Might not, but you can look up any stat now, dude. There's stats on everything. Yeah, you know why? Because there's bets on everything. You can bet on about anything.
Prop bets. Prop bets.
Yeah, if there's, they'll find something to bet on. Mm. And if you can bet on it, there has to be stats on it.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
You know? What else you got for us, Franklin?
Okay. Finally filled out my paperwork for CCP?
called, I've always, and I'll forever refer to it as a CCW, but they don't call it that in New Jersey for some reason. They call it something else. Oh, kidding you. Firing it up, buddy. Firing it up. It's called something else here in New Jersey, but everybody knows it as a CCW.
Yeah, CCW. Finally filled it out, you know, did the references, all that stuff. Should hopefully get back soon. I wanted to ask you questions.
I'm not going to know the answer, but I'll try.
Some. Go ahead. You can have it in your vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Where in your vehicle?
It has to be concealed. You can have it in your glove box. You can have it in your center console. You can have it under your seat. I always carry it under my seat because it's quick grab.
Okay.
It's so uncomfortable to carry while you're driving or while you're sitting. It's
so uncomfortable. Now say you leave your car. Where can you keep it?
Anywhere. Concealed. As long as your car's locked.
As long as it's locked and not showing. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
And someone will probably correct me on that. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right because I believe that's what Rich was saying.
Yeah. So let's say this, right? Let's say, and this is why I believe I'm right. If you go to the post office, which you can't carry in, and you're going to go in to buy stamps, and you have your receipt, you don't have to. You're not driving it home.
No, but it has to be locked in like your glove box or something.
No, that's if you don't have a CCW.
It just has to be
concealed. Yeah, yeah. If you don't have a CCW. Okay. You know, mm-hmm. First of all, if you don't have a CCW, you can't go to the post office.
Yeah,
if you just have a firearms ID card, you can only go to the range. Yeah.
Or your place of business.
Nope.
Well, I think you can go to your place of business.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about like me going to work. I can't do that. You own a business.
I will have, I'm going to have something for the shop.
Well, you went through the course, man. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you put the effort and the time in.
Have it.
You've been a firearms owner or FID card holder for many years, right?
Yeah, it's like 2007.
You took the class. You're a patriot. You know crime is up. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you get it?
Yeah, no, especially the way. Man, did you listen to Tim Kennedy on Rogan's? I know you heard the highlights.
I saw a little highlights.
I know you heard the highlights. he's scary, bro.
Tim Kennedy, I say it all the time. If that man ever ran for public office or decided to, become a leader of some sort, I would be the first to sign up. I mean, I just feel like that's a guy you can trust. Don't you feel like that or no?
Yes.
He's the epitome of a man's man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And he loves the country.
Dude, but did you hear what he said? I don't know if you didn't hear. Probably wasn't in the highlights.
I heard some things.
Listen.
He was talking about missiles fired out of Gaza. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
One third of them lands back in Gaza.
I know.
That's crazy.
Is that true?
Well, Tim Kennedy said it. Take umbrage with him. Yeah. Call him up.
No.
Say,
no,
him
I'm joking.
Pussy.
No. What?
Call him a pussy.
I don't want to live. I want to live. He went to Afghanistan. This is all within like years, a couple years, I think.
Okay.
He went to Afghanistan, dealt with that, right?
Yep.
Ukraine helped with that. Always helping like civilians get out of there.
Yeah, Ukraine was more humanitarian, right? Yeah, it wasn't there.
No, but even Afghanistan was humanitarian.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, I don't know if he was there in the early days fighting. I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the end when they were exiting.
Recently,
I think he was there in the beginning too, right? Early days when they were literally fighting the Taliban.
Like that was probably his first like tours, right? I mean,
correct.
That's when he first enlisted. Yeah,
but it wasn't in that capacity.
Yes, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Did you not hear the beginning of that story?
No,
I said this happened in the past. This is where he's done the past couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, Afghanistan, Ukraine. I don't know exactly which ones are in order. Then he went down to the southern border, and then he was in Israel, right, helping all these people. And he's like, the devastation that he saw in these places is fucking crazy, you know? And he said, believe it or not, the worst place might have been. Guess where the worst place he thought?
can't be the southern border.
The southern border.
What's the devastation?
The devastation, he says, okay, so people are going across the rivers. Rio Grande, right? Now, up, like, say there's packs of fucking thousands of them. Mm-hmm. And there's coyotes. Coyotes are the guys that people get
smuggled.
All these people paid them already, right? They all pay them already. Now, up the river or down the river, there's guys trying to get fentanyl through. That's really what they're doing. While they're getting paid to get these people across the border, they're also making money by having someone get fentanyl through. So what they do is his guys coming up on horses, start going checking everything out. These guys see them coming, so to distract them, they take babies and throw the fucking babies right into the Rio Grande. Wow. Throw these babies right there, and he says one of his guys died trying to save a baby. Wow. They don't give a shit, you know.
Well, yeah.
Crazy, bro. Crazy.
The way the cartel executes people is like a whole nother level of just evil and viciousness. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They love public. They often hang people from bridges, you know, to make public examples out of them to not cross the cartel, you know?
I gotta fix this.
Fix it, buddy. Fix it. You want me to get Renee down here to fix that for you? Would the screw fall out of the bottom? Sorry, folks. We'll be right back. We've got some technical difficulties over there with Franklin.
Did you see the one clip where he talks about, like, how Joe's like, how can, you know, how does someone like this not go, you know, lose your shit? Or did he say, that's a, or Tim was like, my dad had asked him, like, you okay, son? Like, really, like, you know, asking him, like, are you okay? Cause, like, what the, how could you fucking be okay?
Mm. Yeah. Well, he's built different, bro.
Well, no, but I mean, he's like, you know, he just talked about, in the clip, did you see that clip where he talked about Mr. Rogers? Always looked for someone that's in the crisis, looked for the people that are doing, trying to help. Mm. You know, he's like, he always goes to that. Mm. Look for someone's trying to help. And that's what I do. He's like, as shitty as your life or the moment you could be in, he's like, the best thing you can do is go help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go help somebody.
I would agree with
that. But he just makes me feel like I'm such a fucking bitch. You know what I mean? Like, he is just the most. And dude, I'm kind of a badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I train, I do this, but he's still just like, he just takes it to another level, man. And like, honestly, he's inspiring to listen to. I listen to him. It makes me want to be like, even like just like family stuff. He makes you want to be a better dad, a better husband, you know, all this stuff.
In the art and the realm of hand-to-hand combat, you're as bad as they come. You're on the same level as him. He's levels beyond you in military knowledge
and weapon hunting.
I don't know about family life, but you know, just as the epitome of a man's
he's probably a better dad.
He's probably a better dad than you. Probably doesn't yell at his kids.
He wasn't raised in Jersey. All right, Italian. Come
that
on,
that is true. That is true. No, yeah, man. What he's doing, he's got a great thing. I'm sure he wants to, you know, people like him don't want to get in politics. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Said something like, if I don't know. Would he get jaded too?
The problem is most of our leaders, tell me if you agree with this, most of our leaders never did anything manly at all, ever. Most of the people telling people to go to war and die for this country never did one manly act. They're mostly draft dodgers. Mm. You know, who was the general? I think he just resigned.
Milley.
They say he never served one day in combat.
Ever. What?
That's what I read.
How could he be a 4-star general and not serve?
Say he never did one day of combat. Served one day in any.
How can you do that?
I don't know if it's true. I just saw it somewhere. Pearl said.
What the fuck facts?
Pearl said. Sorry, Pearl. Pearl, come on our show. I'd like to pick your brain a little bit.
Pearl. Isn't like, what is something about Pearl? What is that, Pearl?
I don't know.
Something about Pearl.
What?
Is there something like that?
I don't know what you're talking about. You know what he's talking about? Something about Pearl. I don't know.
No?
I have no clue what you mean.
Like, what? Is there something sexual with the Pearl or something?
Pearl necklace?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, something like that.
I can't say it. You'll get fucking banned.
What, you'll get banned?
You finish on a girl's neck.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called the Pearl necklace.
Oh. Really? Oh,
that's okay. What you're referencing?
Yeah, I didn't know. Seriously, I knew there was something Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what I'm thinking?
You don't have to answer this because I don't want to get banned here, but do you know what bukkake is?
Isn't you shit on someone?
No. That's a hot lunch.
That's a hot lunch?
That's a hot lunch, yeah.
Bukkake's what?
Or a Cleveland steamer.
Bukkake's what? She swallows it?
No. That would just be... That would be an oral cream pie.
What's bukkake? What's bukkake?
That's when a bunch of men, relieve themselves on a woman's face. Yeah.
Why would you be into that?
I didn't say I was. I just said I knew what it is.
Well, that's the first thing you went to. Jeez, is that your first? Is that when you search Pornhub? Is that the first shit that comes up?
Yeah. So
I don't think I could do that.
No, I know I couldn't.
You know what I mean? Like a bunch of dudes all fucking. Yeah. I just couldn't do that. What's up, guys? Make sure you find and follow us on Rumble. We're really trying to push the Rumble. It's got a great platform. I think you really like us on there. At Champion and Tramp, make sure you follow us.
Let's get ready to
Rumble. Boom. Young man, Rumble.
I don't know. I guess I can talk about this. I don't know. When I was in high school.
You did this.
No. I don't know. It's a small town, so I got to watch what I say. But when I was in high school, we were at a party. There was a beautiful girl there that I had previously maybe hooked up with, right? And I was there with a couple friends. Again, going to leave them nameless. Small town. But she said, I'm going to go with you. And I'm thinking, it's going with me. But my friends are with me, too. I was driving, right? So we get back. At the time, I had an apartment almost in the basement. My dad and I built like an apartment down there, and got back. I have a big bed, and there's a futon on the other side of the room. Lights go off, and she's in the bathroom. I'm thinking she's coming out. She'll lay down with me. The two buddies are just going to crash on the futon on the other side of the room. Probably, hear some things going on. Well, the next thing I know, I hear this like making out noises on the other side of the room.
These two buddies.
She's hooking up with the two of them, and I'm laying in my bed by myself.
Wow.
So it's like going down, and then she says, "There's plenty over here for you too."
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she talking about the guys?
No, but yeah, it went down like that.
Wow.
And it was all her.
Yeah.
All her.
Three dudes.
Yep.
Wow.
High school.
At the same time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yep.
So DP, huh?
No, I don't think it was DP. I think it was just like one at a time, but.
Jeez. Yeah. Jeez. Roger, you are the tramp.
Yeah, well, was maybe back then. Everybody had crazy experiences in high school. You don't have any. Well, you're married. You can't talk about it.
But. I cannot talk about nothing. I don't talk about incriminating myself again.
Exactly. But I can remember I was laying in bed like, what the fuck? Where did this all go wrong? And then I hear the little voice, there's plenty over here for you, too.
You're like, fuck that. I'm not losing. I'm not missing out. Fuck that.
I think when you're younger, just experiences they're more plentiful, you know? Like, everything's a first. When you get older, that shit doesn't happen like that ever. That would never happen again.
No. You wonder, like, so many porn people out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's like you could search porn stars forever, probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they in real life?
They're what?
Like, where are they in real life?
Yeah, where are they in real life? Yeah.
Like, all these porn stars.
You know, a lot of them live normal lives. That's their job. They consider it their job. We kind of know one of them. I won't say names, but
I don't know. I don't know none of them. I know none of them.
Well, I shouldn't say we know personally. She's fans of the show. I think that's fair.
It's the tramp, obviously.
Yeah.
The tramp.
Anyway, Frankie's getting nervous over there. We'll change the subject. Oh, shit. Oh. So, you wouldn't consider yourself anything like. I want to see if Frankie will even talk about this. You wouldn't consider yourself anything like Jesse, right? You're the opposite of him. Jesse's a conspiracy theorist. Doesn't
I'm enlightened. Say that.
Yeah, but you don't take it to his level, right? You would never do any of that crazy shit he does, right?
What crazy shit? Like what?
Like the day he came in here, he brought the graph of the world and was like, just stuff like that, right?
Yeah, not my thing.
What'd you do for the FEMA alert?
That wasn't me. I didn't do nothing.
You were just home?
Yeah, I was home. I went to the park with my family. We played soccer. Is that a problem? My daughter is playing soccer. Right,
can you tell the real story now? Can you tell the real story?
My wife wanted to go and get away from people, so we went to the park.
Not people, electronics, right?
Yeah, electronics.
You went there electronic free? You sit there with tinfoil hats on?
I had my phone.
You did?
It was in the car.
Oh, and you were outside of the car. Okay, you were in the woods, like a mile deep.
No, parking lot.
All right, that's a good story. You were there.
My kid was at football practice. If we were really concerned, you think I'd let my kid stay there? Come on. My wife, it was actually cool because we hung out in the middle of the park.
Stood in the middle of the field.
It was sunny out, it was beautiful. It was a good day.
That's cool, buddy. That's cool. Did you feel a little silly when nothing happened?
No, I knew nothing was happening, so I didn't feel silly at all.
Yeah.
You know? Come on.
All right. Listen, I just like putting you on the spot, pal. It's not often I get
if
to
they're
do
gonna,
it.
You think they're going to tell us when they're going to get us? If that was the case?
Oh, since we're on a roll, right? And I love putting you on the spot, and I feel like people tune in because everybody's like, this dude is the baddest motherfucker. And then they learn, like, he's a regular dude like the rest of us. I think people like hearing Frankie stories. You want to talk about your sleeping habits and that you literally scream in the middle of the night while you're sleeping?
Not all the time.
But you do.
Sometimes. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, your wife wouldn't lie about that, would she?
Sometimes.
You think so?
No. I think she might,
you want me to tell it? Or
intensify it or exaggerate.
So one night, essentially, right? Because she said, Frankie like moves around like crazy. She put a video camera on him in the through the night, videoed him sleeping for like 10 hours.
Roger's been trying to get his hands on the video for a very long time.
I've requested it, and he moves like crazy, like violently. But apparently, he also screams things in the middle of the night as well.
Roger's a pussy. No, one time I was like, I'll fuck all these up.
No, you told everybody to go to fuck to bed, Renee said.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
It was like 1 a.m, and Frankie, do you sit up or you just lay down?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, I'm to add to the story. He sits up and screams, everybody go to bed. Renee sat up and was like, everybody's in fucking bed. What are you talking about? And you just lay back down and go to sleep.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of times, if I have a drink, it probably makes it more intense.
Do you have more vivid dreams when you drink?
No, I don't dream at all.
No. You don't dream at all? You just don't remember. I rarely ever.
I mean, everybody dreams, I guess, right?
I don't remember my dreams ever. Yeah. Some people do. I'm too old, yeah. But I definitely, like the older I get, the less I like drinking. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I enjoy a drink or two. Mm-hmm. I don't like getting shit-faced.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Well, I don't sleep good. I'm hurting.
I say me neither, but I'll do it.
You get shit-faced?
No. I don't get shit-faced, but I'll drink six beers.
That's not shit-faced at all, bro.
I know, but that makes you feel... Actually, I don't really get hungover. No, I don't get shit-faced. But that day at... where were we? I don't know. Somewhere. I had quite a few. But I drink... It'll be like all day. I have like 8 drinks all day. It's like all fucking day.
No, I was up at Crystal Springs over the weekend for the girl's birthday, and she's younger. She likes to go kind of hard, but she's a drink pusher. She's Italian, so she's a food pusher and a drink pusher. She just wants people happy. So she's always like, hey, here, have another plate, Or if you're out, have another drink, get another drink, get him a shot, And I'm like, I don't want to get hammered, you know? Because I, especially in new places, not that I'm paranoid, but I always like to be in control of my faculties and not have somebody fucking jump me or something like that. I like to, be somewhat in control. I think that all sloppy people are gross. Like, if you're going to go out and be...
I'd be like to be like Van Damme and kickboxer.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good. But she's a drink pusher, right? Just because she wants everybody to have fun. And I definitely drank too much. And we went back to the room. Guess where I slept?
The couch.
In the hot tub.
In
the hot tub, yeah.
With water in it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're gonna wake up all wrinkled?
No, I probably slept in there for 4.5 hours, literally.
In the water.
I say sleep, I really didn't sleep.
In the water.
I might have slept for a half hour.
In the water.
Yeah. I just laid my head back and stared at the ceiling.
Oh, I could not do that. Fucking all wrinkled,
bro. She was sound asleep in bed. I was just in the hot tub. I was in the bed to start and couldn't sleep. So I was like, let me go, watch YouTube videos and sit in the hot tub. And 4.5 hours went by.
Wow, jeez, you need to get work on your sleep, buddy. That's worse than not drinking.
Well, I slept like a baby the next day, but yeah.
No, drinking makes you not sleep well.
Oh, I know. That's why I don't like to get hammered.
Yeah.
I was definitely more drunk than I like to be. You know what I mean? I'm not blaming on her. I'm a grown man. I could say no, but we actually had a great night. Had a lot of fun. I just, you know, sleep is crucial. It is. And I'm not a dude. I know you're going to disagree with this because you saw something on Rogan. We talked about it once, but I'm not a dude that requires a lot of sleep to function. I'm 5 hours. I'm great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 8 hours is home. Mm-hmm. My back, because of all my history with back issues, if I lay in bed too long, let's just say I have a Sunday where I don't have anything to do and I just feel like being lazy, and I just watch movies most of the day and, you know, get out of bed for here or there, and I don't leave the house, my back is killing me the next day. So I can't lay around a lot, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't like being idle too much, but I do like sleep. Sleep's important.
I agree, it's important. But I do think it's not as necessary for certain people. Who was it? Einstein, Tesla, somebody. Somebody very famous that's a genius, literally slept just a few hours a night. I forget
who
it was.
Far from a fucking genius, pal.
Not me. Right. I'm not saying me, but you can't argue with them.
Well, how long did they live, though?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They say, like, literally, if the percentage of people that could...
Tesla.
Slept how long? How many hours a night?
He just said a couple.
Yeah.
A couple
hours a night, so a couple's two, I guess, right?
Have you seen the stuff about Tesla lately? That when he died, the FBI took all his notes and all his... everything that he had, you know, in his files. They took it all, and they still won't release it.
One of them was a time machine.
Yeah, you got to go down the Jesse.
Trump. Trump's uncle.
John Trump.
Was the last one. The last one to see it.
MIT.
Yeah. They're saying that essentially this Trump, or President Trump, is a time traveler, essentially, is what they're saying, right? I mean, Jesse's saying that. We're not saying
that. Did you see the book, the Barron Trump book?
I did, yes. Yeah, his son, yeah. That's insane. Yep.
I don't know, man.
Talks about a billionaire from Fifth Avenue in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
It's pretty insane.
And that book was written when?
Like early 1900s.
Wow.
Makes you wonder.
But aren't they also saying he discovered technology where something about energy and you can use
free energy?
Well, it's essentially, I don't know what to call
it. Like static.
I was going to say ambient energy, static energy in the air to power almost everything, right?
Because there's electric in the air, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said Tesla, towards the end of his career, before he died, was working on time travel stuff, which makes you wonder, like, the government seizing all that stuff. What did he know?
Now, I would not.
He died a poor man, too, like, because.
Yep.
He was working with Edison originally, and Edison took credit for everything.
I wouldn't consider you, you know, certainly Jesse's our factor for borderline crazy, although we love him to death, but, and I definitely wouldn't consider you a conspiracy theorist, but what are your thoughts on the fact that the whole time travel thing, do you believe that is a possibility or probability or just plausible?
I mean, I'm no scientist. I don't understand, like, the ins and outs of it, but being that I feel like they lie to us about everything, and I think history is obviously written by the victor, you know, you never know. I mean, if there is time travel, what does that mean? Like, you know, is it time travel, or are there other, like, dimensions? Like, or do we exist in another realm where, like the butterfly effect, like, if something changed, are we, like, are you living a different life? Like, are you still married? Or did Frankie, like, wind up being a plumber? Like, you know, it makes you wonder, like, is that, like, time travel? Or
and so the butterfly effect essentially is, right, if one little minute change happens, it alters history by drastic measures,
it's like,
correct?
It's like going to work and, you know, you see a really bad accident. And you're like, if I left, like, a minute earlier, I could have been me, you know?
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very possible. I mean,
that's what I like to say about a lot of things. It's plausible, right? Meaning it maybe could happen. You know?
Like I love the stuff Jesse talks about. I mean, I don't really buy into all of it, but I'm very open-minded. I mean, they lie to us about everything.
They literally lie to us about everything.
So, and that's not being a conspiracy theorist. Like, things come out all the time where you're like, years later, you're like, oh, we were right.
Sure. I mean, they essentially said JFK was and they say nobody is connected to that in any way. Nobody today is still alive that could be prosecuted in any way, yet they still won't release the full.
Yeah,
they were supposed to.
Until everybody's dead that's involved.
Everybody is dead.
then what's the holdup?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's everything. Like, you know, JFK is interesting. Like, even, you know, there were people that were interviewed that day that never went into the report.
Mm.
You know, there's the grassy knoll. There's so many, like, inconsistencies with that story. But, you know, we're supposed to just be told, like, this is the official story. Like, don't question it. And, you know, that makes people want to question it even more.
Well, why would you say that is? The domino effect? Once one domino topples, then a lot of dominoes are going to topple?
House of cards.
Yeah, I mean, like, Oswald was killed by Jack Ruby.
Right.
And Jack Ruby sat in jail and never said a fucking word about
it. Right.
The rest of his life. And, you know.
He was visited by Jolly West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the government testing? The name of it? Where they did
MK Ultra?
Yeah, the MK Ultra. Yeah. Like the supposedly Ted Kaczynski was part of that, correct?
Yeah.
Charles Manson.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those things. Like every time, like something's in the news, like looking bad for somebody. Like there's a mass shooting, and it's always the same story. It's some kid that, you know, you see them in court. They look fucking buzzed out of their minds, and you just see that like blank look in their eyes, and. You know, they're always on these, like, drugs, these pharmaceuticals, and then you talk about that. But it's always, like, convenient timing that it always happens, like, the second, like, they're like, you know, like, now with Biden, like, there's stuff all the time coming about his family. But, like, you know they're protecting him.
Well, did you see, speaking of that, Steven Crowder just released some of the manifesto written by the...
And he got censored.
It got taken down off YouTube like immediately. Why is that? What is your take? Sometimes you have a little different spin than we do.
I mean, they're trying to cover up the fact that the guy was crazy and that he was part of that community.
Well, it's because he attacked Christians, right?
Of course. I mean, listen, if it was any other ethnic group, like it would be all over the news. It's just like whenever like there's a crime committed and they're so quick to like report on it and point fingers at one party, and then it's the other party that's protected. Suddenly, like, it disappears from the news cycle. It's memory hold, and you never hear about it again.
Mm. Yeah.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
It's not what they want people to know.
I think we could agree, at the very least, and again, we're going to get called idiots, but at the very least, we could agree that it's part of a bigger plan, right?
For sure.
What that is
of course,
anybody's...
It's the people that hold power. We always get caught in this, like, Republican and Democrat like paradigm, but it's
bigger than that.
It's bigger than that. There is a uniparty, and it's not even just a uniparty. There's people that control the world, and that's a fact. Like big money controls the world. Like people like George Soros with billions of dollars control the world. Like I'm not saying he does, but
it affects entire economies of countries. Yeah.
Yeah, like he made all his money betting against the British pound, like back in the day. And now he donates all this money to these like local like races for DAs, and they get these like DAs elected that are so like they don't prosecute crime, and you're seeing that now in New York, you're seeing that in Los Angeles, all the big cities, and like why is that? Like what's the reason for that?
Yeah, yeah,
it makes you wonder.
Yeah,
why would you want that for? And you're not even an American, like, and it's not only in America he's doing that; he's doing that around the world. There's always these color revolutions that.
Well, through Facebook right here, like Facebook, they like influence elections of Facebook.
Absolutely.
Well, there's definitely a war on masculinity and certainly a war on fatherhood. They don't want fathers involved in children's lives because they know that it makes children less malleable, you know?
They've completely like destroyed the family unit. You know, it's going back to like even like, you know, now you have both parents that have to go to work, like... Mm-hmm. Kids are being raised in the schools, and you see what the schools are pushing on them.
Right.
Like you're telling kids, like you're talking about transgenderism, and you know, telling people, you know, like in New Jersey, there's these fights now with these like school districts, like that are fighting back against the state.
They're trying to pull money from.
Yeah. We're paying to fight them. Even though I agree with the pushback, and I just think that school is not the place for that. I don't care personally what you do in your home. I could care less, but. I'm funding, even though I agree with these districts taking, you know, the state to task, my tax dollars are funding against them.
Mm.
It's crazy. You know?
Yeah, like the schools don't need to be like pushing any of that. Like you need to be teaching the basic subjects, like the parents, that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
values.
And like that's the thing. And like why do you have a problem with parents knowing what's going on in the classroom?
It's crazy. It's creepy.
Yeah.
And they make it so hard now just to get by and survive. You almost need both parents in the workplace, right? Just to afford gas and the cost of living. And that removes more, I don't want to use the word control, but more more the narrative for your children that you have input in. And it puts more of it in the schools, you know, because parents are at work 8 hours a day. And, you know, like we say it all the time, up until COVID, most of us didn't know this shit was even going on.
Yeah.
You know? And you think about it, too, like, even, like, look back, like, to COVID, and you're talking about, like, what's the vaccination rate earlier? You look at all these people, like, why did they do it? Are they all sheep? No, because they're told you're going to lose your job. And, like, in this world, like, we don't have the luxury of just losing our jobs. Like, some people do. Some people fought it. Like, you're talking about Greg Anderson and guys like that. Like, there were cops that just said, fuck this. But most people went along with it.
Well, because money is the answer to fix issues, right? If you could put your kids in private school, and that would fix a lot of the issues. Most people can't afford gas, let alone private school for their kids.
Like, I know Frankie's a different story because,
he's,
you know,
rich. He's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire.
Fucking loaded.
He's loaded. You know, he's got more money than
net worth. Fucking Wikipedia, like yours.
Right. But he, like, made his money doing his thing. Like, he's done now. He's doing other things. But, like, you, Roger, like, if you lost your job because of that, how long could you, like, get by before
money runs out?
Your money runs out, like, pretty quickly. Like, you know, at some point, like, the bank's going to come knocking, like you haven't paid your mortgage in 6 months. Like, what's the deal? Like, and then you're like, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy to me because there are hills I will die on.
Yeah.
There are some hills I will die on. But, you know, I'm a guy that has worked 25 years for the same company. And isn't it crazy that because of my government, which is supposed to be in place for me, they could force me to leave something like that? And literally, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Makes you wonder, again, going back, like, what's the ultimate plan for us?
Mm-hmm. The end all.
The end all.
Yep. And they push that narrative so hard, they make us evil people to the people that drink their Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm an evil person to people that believe what they say and what they pump out.
You have any regrets not getting the vaccine?
None.
None, right?
Zero.
Because I know more people that got the vaccine that have regrets than people that didn't. I don't know anybody that...
I have zero, and I'm proud to say it. I don't go around, like, I'm not a vegan that's like, fucking, you shouldn't eat meat. I don't go around preaching it, but you ask me a specific question, no, I have zero regrets.
Exactly.
And I don't believe I ever put anybody in jeopardy, ever.
No.
Not once.
No, and you still... But
and if you're going to say I did, prove it.
But unfortunately, like, look at the world we live in. Like, you still go out. I'm seeing people still driving their cars wearing masks.
Mm. Bro, it's the dumbest. Yeah, I didn't like talking about that. Crazy.
I don't. I mean, listen, we could be a podcast that loves to push buttons, and I don't enjoy pissing people off. You know, we talked about the neighbor thing. I don't want to be at war with my neighbor. But I also, you have to believe in what you believe. I almost said you have to believe in your truth. There's only one fucking truth. It's not my truth or your truth. It is the truth, you know? So, and I very much believe what I believe. And there are certain hills I will die on, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
On that, Raj.
Want to call it a wrap, buddy?
Don't die any hills, though, today, okay?
I'm going to go teach jiu-jitsu at your school if that happens. Oh, speaking of which, if we're just talking because we're talking about, you know, people hating on you and stuff like that, which is always going to be around. I don't at this point. I don't give a fuck. I haven't given a fuck in a while. But, you know, and I said it the other day. I did a little story on my thing, just talking about, you know, how that really doesn't affect me and how, you know, it's a lot to do with the podcast, obviously. And even when people come for my kids, you know, people call my son a retard and all kinds of shit. I don't give a fuck. It's freedom of speech. I don't care. Knock yourself out. You would never say it to my face ever, but I don't give a fuck. Say whatever you want. But there's a guy out there. Have you ever heard of this dude? You've seen him probably. He's all over fucking social media now. His face is heavily tattooed. He's called the Internet Sweetheart.
Nah.
His face is heavily, heavily tattooed, bro. Mm. This dude takes, like, he's hated on really, really bad, right? He gets a lot of hate. I don't know what it started with. I don't know how this started. But he'll take these people that rip on him. Oh, I know how it started because part of his story, I guess, was that he's in recovery for drugs, right? Mm. And people would be like, you should have overdosed, you should have died. So he'll research these people. I kind of dig this dude, bro, because if you're going to fire it out there, you got to be able to take it back, no matter what level it gets to, right? This dude will research, like personal fucking shit in their life. Like, one dude shit on him and said, you should have died, or wish you overdosed, or whatever. He researches, like, his posts and stuff and finds a picture of his father who died years back and gets it tattooed on him with, like, you know, some saying over it, like, rest in peace, old man, or something like that. You know what I mean? But he's all his tattoos now, this dude is tattooed head. He doesn't have a lot of space left, but are shitting on his haters. He gets them tattooed.
That's kind of... I don't know if that's it.
I wouldn't do it, but
I don't know if that's like a big own. I owned you. I got your fucking shitty dad's face on my leg.
Bro,
I don't know how that's
for you, it wouldn't be. For me, it wouldn't be because I would never get a face tattoo. This dude's covered anyway. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's covered. It's no big deal to him what he's getting. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's really getting anybody that good.
Oh, I think it is, bro. It's like next level. I mean, these people are
so
on
if you say
now he's getting sued by people because they're so mad about it. Like, you telling me he didn't get them back?
So if some of this...
I wouldn't do it. No, not me. I'm saying
him. I know. You wouldn't do it. But I'm saying, say you were someone that talked shit about this guy, and he got a picture of your fucking dead dog or whatever, tattooed on 8 million fucking tattoos he's got. You'd really care?
No, but these people do. That's the point. Yeah. You know that. Sure. You know what they are. You know what those people are built like.
Yeah, no, I seriously.
They're fucking weak souls. They're the weakest of the weak. They can't handle it. So yeah. I love that he roasted them. I think it's amazing.
Fucking tattoos, I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you saw the dude, it's no big deal, bro. He's literally cut. Look, I'll pull him up.
So the Do We Know Them podcast, they put out a whole episode yesterday exposing me, saying that my tattoos are not real, that I'm not funny, that I cross all the lines and the boundaries.
Like, tattooing children on you, other people's children, is kind of crossing a line.
I mean, it's beyond. And again,
it has nothing to do with it. He doesn't strike me as like a comedian. It's just like...
First of all, I want to thank these girlies for putting on that show. I'm a chronic insomniac, and listening to them both talk, I slept good for the first time in years. But since we're questioning authenticity, I really love this picture that you posted.
I'll make you happy, baby.
Kid got taken by CPS and he tattoos her kid on him. That dude is fucking next level.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Well, let's see what her comment was. Her comment was, I'm ready for you to eat a bullet. You're a waste of oxygen. That's what she said to him. Mm. And that's how he fires back.
He sounds like he wants to eat or something.
He's just different level, bro. Like, that's not the dude you want. But, you know, they're trying to get his go. He's getting them back 100 times, 100-fold what they're
doing. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I listen, you shouldn't.
I'm not saying the guy's my hero, but who said it? Cowboy Cerrone said it, I think. Like, you should be able to find a person.
Mm. No, it's cool he's giving it back to some people because people never get it back. It's just that, you know, it's an awkward way of going about it, I guess.
Sure. And if there was consequences, right, people wouldn't do it.
You don't think he's
people
gonna care.
Do it because
there's
no
consequences.
Care
ever. In the end, like, no. Oh my god, I got this shit.
That dude.
I mean, he's got tattoos all over his
I
face.
I don't
What's
think that
care?
Dude will ever give a fuck yeah, ever. Yeah. I would. I wouldn't. I wouldn't put it on me, but yeah, I don't think he ever will care. Never. Okay. All right. On that note, pal.
Okay.
Good hey, go, buddy. Good go.
Always. Till next Tuesday, buddy. Dekarish.
Guys, just a reminder, don't forget to find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.